Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Today's hadith is one of those teachings that explains life itself. It tells us something every human eventually discovers. What you give comes back to you. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his holy progeny said, "Be good to your parents, your children will be good to you. Be honorable with other people's women, and your women will be honorable." One of the most powerful truths in life is that actions echo. They don't stay in the moment, they travel forward. The way you treat others writes your own future. If you plant harshness, you harvest harshness. If you plant kindness, you harvest kindness. If you plant respect, you harvest respect. This hadith captures it in two sensitive areas, parents and family honor. Every child watches their parents, not with their eyes only, but with their hearts. If your children see you speaking gently with your mother, they learn gentleness. If they see you caring for your father, they learn loyalty. If they see you visiting, calling, helping, they absorb values without a single lecture. The Prophet is not speaking only about divine reward. He is teaching us a psychological and social miracle. Children repeat what they witness. If you want your sons and daughters to grow up respectful, loving, and loyal, then show them how you treat your own parents. Your behavior becomes their blueprint. And even if you have no children yet, your destiny is still shaped by your actions today. Allah sends people into your life who treat you the way you treated others. Goodness always finds its way back. And, you know, this part, protect the honor of others and yours will be protected. It touches something sacred. Every family cherishes the dignity of their women, their mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters. The Prophet teaches us a powerful rule. How you talk about, behave around, and treat other people's women directly affects how your own family will be treated. If a man lowers his gaze, keeps his words clean, guards his behavior and respects the boundaries of others, Allah protects his household in ways he may never even see. But if a person disrespects others through words, looks, gossip, or behavior, that disrespect comes back into his own home one day. This hadith is both a warning and a protection. Honor is preserved by honoring others. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.